We did promise you that we're going to be chatting to the second deputy president of Africa Maibuye, that is the political party headed by Floyd Shivambu. We've got Miss Nomsa Gamashobane Sibisi. All right, Miss Sibisi, just congratulating you on the first convention preparations that's going down in Soweto from tomorrow. How have the preparations been?
Thank you very much for having me, and sorry about that. It was the network challenge. Thank you so much for having me, and greetings to you and to the viewers at home.
Super stuff, super stuff. The preparations are going well?
They're going very well. Preparations are going very, very well. We are having such a big event, the conversion for our movement at the UJ Soweto campus.
Yes, I then thought, you know what, before the convention, let's have a quick conversation on the radio in Mpumalanga on Rise FM. Your movement is calling on the commission, on a commission of inquiry into black poverty at a time when South Africans feel we've already had too many commissions with very little action afterwards. And even currently, there is the Madlanga. The hopes of seeing any action happening afterwards are very low for South Africans. What is going to be different with your propositions for a new commission on black poverty?
As much as there is nothing wrong with the commissions that have taken place that are ongoing as we speak, but again, there's also nothing crazy about forming this commission, because it is a commission which will be addressing the issues that touches the lives of our people. We do want justice in South Africa, but there's nothing crazy about forming this commission. Remember, South Africa once had a commission called Carnegie Commission of Investigation, which was formed to investigate and study poverty amongst white South Africans. It started in 1929, and it took them 3 years because the report was tabled in 1932. This shows the serious mission of embarking on this issue of poverty. And companies like Sanlam and Santam came out of this. These companies were used to mobilize Afrikaner savings and channel capital into Afrikaner businesses.
Mm.
They were really instrumental because they were directed, and it changed the lives of the white people for the better until this day.
Huh.
It elevated them to the middle class and entrepreneurial race, often directly fully the goal of alleviating the poor white problem. So there is nothing wrong with this commission we are calling for as Africa Maibuye, because it's going to talk to the challenges that are faced by our people. To this day, white poverty was alleviated. And unfortunately, it was alleviated and compromised the black people in this country, which are the majority of this country. Majority voters in this country are black people, and they are the most poor people.
I hear you loud and clear. I want to bring the conversation back to Mpumalanga. Are you seeing any signs of growth for support for Africa Maibuye within the residents of Mpumalanga? And if this is the case, what are the considerations for looking into socio-economic issues, rural poverty, youth unemployment, and the mining impacting communities around the province of Mpumalanga? If you are seeing growth, what's your priorities for the province?
I cannot say I'm seeing growth. Mpumalanga is a very, very rich province in farming and in mining. But as I was saying, we are calling for this commission so that we change the lives of our people. We have a vision and the mission as Africa Maibuye. In less than 6 months, we have traveled the length and breadth of our country. It was consultation then where we were asking whether there is a need for a political party or a movement in this country. The response was clear. It was that, indeed, there is a need for a new movement. They did not end there. The people did not end there. They also gave us a mandate on things to do, which included water challenge that needs to be addressed, joblessness, drugs in our community, gender-based violence. In fact, I'm just naming a few. To answer your question, Maibuye exists because people said it should exist and be founded. It is for the people, by the people. In Mpumalanga, we are going to do what I've just said. We are going to create job opportunities. We want this country to be fair and to balance in terms of job distribution, in terms of the water that our people need, in terms of the health provision, health facility provision to our people. It must balance. Hence, we are calling for a commission on, of inquiry on poverty or towards black people.
Okay. Now, here's another thing. One of the important things for political parties and for South Africans at large is having confidence in different political parties. And that's what I believe you also want. You want to give confidence to the nation that you are ready. And we see that you're saying you're gearing up for 2029. But we have seen reports that some of the top executives within the party have started to resign. The recent ones being Deputy Secretary Kapsile, Cynthia Shongwe, and fellow Deputy Secretary General Luther Lebelo. They've resigned. Now, I don't want to say, is there problems within Africa Maibuye why they are resigning? But I want to say, why would they want to resign ahead of your first convention? Would this not signal some disconfidence?
Thank you for that question. You know, when our movement started, we have been doing a lot of work. You will remember that we were consulting in each and every province, in each and every region. So there was too much work. And I must tell you, our president and our leadership are very, very, very serious about work. The combat you have alluded to, which is the SGO, the deputies, whom they have resigned, were overwhelmed with the work. In any way, they were going to be removed. So they did hear about that, and they decided to resign. They were in fact going to be removed because of capacity. They did not have capacity. They were not adding any value in the movement. Hence, I'm saying we have, and we had a lot of work that we were doing. They were not coming to the party.
All right, so are they resigning from their offices as office bearers but remaining as members of the party, or are they resigning from the party at large?
I only know of one of them who has just resigned in the office, who has just resigned as the secretary or as the deputy secretary. The other one never wrote a straight letter of resignation. We just hear in the social media that he has resigned.
All right. Masibisi, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We thought let's have a conversation with you just ahead of your first national convention. We wish you all the best and thank you for taking time out to talk to us right here on Rise FM.
Thank you so much.
Awesome stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the second deputy of the Africa Maibuye, headed by Floyd Shivambu, right here on Rise FM. It's Good Morning, Mpumalanga.